A strike by flight attendants that could have crippled Air Canada has been called off. The two sides say they've reached a tentative contract agreement just hours before the attendants were set to walk off the job just after midnight. The Canadian Union of Public Employees, which represents the workers, says it's recommending they accept the deal. It says no details of the agreement will be released until after a ratification vote is held. It will be a political debate powered by wind in Picton tonight as the Prince Edward Hastings provincial election candidates go head-to-head. Treat Hall, Todd Smith, Sherry Hayes, and Leona Dombrowski will field questions and concerns from well-known journalists and members of the community. Journalists include Steve Cameron, former host of CBC's The Fifth Estate. Candidates are set to take the stage at United Church at 7. All four party leaders are in the same place today. They are attending the International Plowing Match in Eastern Ontario. Part of the event includes the leaders trying their hands at driving a tractor and plowing a furrow. It also gives them a chance to court the farm vote. The governor of the Bank of Canada is warning that a new economic crisis is coming unless governments in Europe and the United States act swiftly and decisively. Mark Carney says Europe's fiscal and debit problems are serious but fixable, but governments must move quickly to fix them, and he says the recovery of the U.S. economy remains weak.
At this stage, we do not expect a recession in the U.S., although the risks have clearly risen. The U.S. economy is close to stall speed, where a negative feedback loop between weak employment, consumer demand, business hiring, and investment could emerge. The possibility that markets themselves could tip the balance cannot be dismissed.
Speaking in St. John, New Brunswick, Carney urged the G20 finance ministers to get to work right away in addressing the issues when they meet in Washington later this week. If a new shock occurs, Carney says the Bank of Canada is ready and has the tools to help boost the Canadian economy. NDP Justice critic Joe Crowe-Martin says the Harper government has yet to produce a study that shows deterrence works to cut down on crime. He says the Tories' ideological belief that putting more people in jail will prevent crime flies in the face of all the evidence. The federal government tabled a sweeping anti-crime bill today that encompasses changes to drug laws, youth sentencing, the pardon system, detention of refugees, parole and house arrest, and anti-terrorism measures. Justice Minister Rob Nicholson says Canadians want and deserve to feel safe in their homes and in their communities. Afghanistan's president has cut short his trip to the UN following the assassination of the country's former president.
It's a sad day for us in Afghanistan.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai called Burhanuddin Rabbani a patriot who sacrificed his life for his country. President Obama called his death a tragic loss.
We will not be deterred from creating a path whereby Afghans can live in freedom, in safety and security and prosperity.
But Afghanistan's struggle to make peace with the Taliban has suffered a serious blow at a time the U.S. is withdrawing thousands of troops. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
That's 91X News to 403. Here's Carl Ayette with sports.
Belleville Bulls signed 19-year-old defenseman Jason Shaw and 16-year-old goalie Charlie Graham. Shaw will make his debut with the team Friday for the season's opener, while Graham will play for the Wellington Dukes Jr. In Junior B, the Napanee Raiders are facing the Amherstview Jets tonight in their home opener. The Raiders and the Jets finished first and second last season in Division A. A little sibling rivalry tonight in Toronto when the Maple Leafs host the Philadelphia Flyers in preseason hockey action. Toronto's Phil Kessel will face younger brother Blake of the Flyers, while Leafs defenseman Luke Shen squares off against his kid brother Braden. In other games, Montreal is hosting the Dallas Stars tonight, while the Jets are facing the Blue Jackets in split squad games. There appears to be a major breakthrough in the fight over the estate of the late boxer Arturo Gatti. Court proceedings have been suspended until tomorrow, while the opposing party and their lawyers are in negotiations in Montreal. Lawyers say there are no serious talks aimed at reaching a settlement over Gatti's $3.4 million fortune. Two games are underway in a busy day in baseball. The NL State got started with Game 1 of a day and night doubleheader in Philadelphia between the Phillies and the Washington Nationals. In the American Leagues, the Indians and the Chicago White Sox are on the field in Cleveland in the first of a doubleheader. In Toronto, the Blue Jays look for their second straight win over the LA Angels tonight. Remember to send us your team and league scores. Email sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Trish Allison with 91X weather.
Tonight, clear, fog patches developing after midnight and a low of 7. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness and a chance of thundershowers tomorrow evening, a high of 23. And Thursday, cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and a high of 21. It's 20 degrees. I'm Trish Allison with Carl Ayette, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.